Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I was reflecting over the weekend, like many Americans and people around the world, of the tragic unfolding that we saw of lives being taken, people murdered, the terrorism in the streets of Paris. And, you know, I don't want to go there directly, but I do want to raise the issue of what do we tell our kids? How do you help your children process the fear-producing realities of life today? And we're going to get into this and be really practical with you. Come and join us. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. The phone line is open. This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and I welcome you to Intentional Living today. And first of all, let me say on behalf of our ministry and my wife, Donna, and I, myself, our hearts go out to the people of France and of Paris and this tragic, unbelievable story over this last weekend of what occurred there. And of course, as you've been listening or viewing this or kind of keeping track of what happened, you hear a lot about fear and people staying in their homes, and we need to continue to pray for the leadership of the world, and we need to pray, and we need to pray for Christians today in France and in Paris that have an opportunity to reach out and minister to people in need, that they will find opportunity to do that. But it got me thinking about our kids. You know, we hear a lot about what's going on in the world today, terrorism being one, right? And the question is, how do we help our kids today? You know, the fear factor in our country is way up. Kids have more things to discourage them and be, quote, fearful about than it seems like at any time in history. However, I can remember as a kid, you know, some of you can go back as far as I can remember with the nuclear threat, the concern as kids. Remember in school, some of you may remember in elementary school, we even had to practice hiding under our desk as though that were going to help. And so fear in the life of children, how children process fear, something of every generation, but certainly today, much to be fearful of. And we know, too, that kids tend to fear things a little differently than adults do. Kids fear losing mom and dad or grandparents or not being accepted, not fitting in. And remember, your young children in particular hear everything that's going on the news, hearing you talk about it in your family. But children are just really poor when it comes to processing what they hear, understanding, putting it into context, understanding it. So let me ask, as a Christian parent, should you and are you handling this differently in terms of talking to your kids? 888-888-1717 is the number. I did a little research online, and Chapman University did a survey of over 1,500 adults on what they fear most. Interesting, number one on the list was corruption of government officials. But then the rest of the list, there were three of them that involved some form of terrorism. Cyber terrorism was number two, 44% of people. Terrorist attacks, number four, 44%. Biowarfare, man-made disasters, 40%. Other ones were government tracking of identity and so on, running out of money, credit card fraud. But terrorism was on the list, and I looked up what does terror mean, and one of the definitions of terror is violence that is committed by a person or a group or a government in order to frighten people, and then to achieve whatever gain it is they're looking for. And I think that's the key. You know, and I think as Christians, I was thinking before I came on down to the studio today, we're commanded in Scripture to have a totally different attitude about fear. And I want to get really practical with you in this half hour. How do you, as a Christian parent, talk to your kids about the realities of a dangerous world? We should have different things to say and to live out, because it's reality. We live, you know, the world is a is a dangerous place. I mean, just getting up in the morning can be. And there's a lot of things that can produce fear, and fear is a very crippling emotion. So come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Got some scripture to encourage you today. We're going to bring this around and give you much encouragement as followers of Christ, how we can face the fears of life today and not hide our heads in the sand in the reality in which we live. So how do you help your children process fear-producing realities? 888-888-1717.
I am very afraid that someone's going to break into my apartment at night since I have no one here to protect me or to look like there's a man in the house. I leave lights on. I sleep with two phones. My kids sleep with me. And I can't go to sleep at night. I lay awake listening to my neighbors walk on their floor thinking, is that someone in my apartment or is that my neighbor in their apartment?
My wife and I are possibly considering moving away from our support system in our hometown so that I can continue in school and maybe get a master's degree. And it's just kind of nervous. And I know, you know what I mean? I know that we're not supposed to be scared. Yet I find myself thinking about all of these things quite a bit.
I'm fear of not having enough money to pay bills or meet my family's expectations, afraid of not having enough food. It's the fear that's always there.
Boy, we know fear can be very crippling, and I think that's why the scripture talks about fear. And I know sometimes you hear a verse in the Bible, it doesn't make you feel any better at that moment. You know in your head it's true, right? As a Christian, we know intellectually, as a follower of Christ, it's true, but to get that 18 inches from our head to our heart. So when Paul tells the fearful Timothy, hey, Timothy, God's not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And those three things are really very powerful. Our thinking, our behavior, what we do. And then John over in 1 John chapter 4, he says that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Now, is he talking about a sexual love there? No. I mean, what does he mean by this? Just a couple verses earlier in verse 16, John says, God is love. And so really what John is saying here, there is no fear in God. It's really what he's saying. There is no fear when our love, our concentration is focused on God and our confidence comes from him. And there's a decision that we make and say, God, I pray today with the fear that I'm wrestling with and helping your children process in life comes back to being God-centric, God-focused. So how do you what do you tell your kids? What do you tell your children to process fear-producing realities in life, okay? Let's go to Felix, who's on the line in Arizona. Hi there, Felix. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Randy.
It says here you're retired, but you were a homicide detective, huh?
I was on the East Coast. I was actually at 9/11 at the World Trade Center. But, you know, my children range from age 8 to 22, and each one has their own concerns of fear. My 8-year-old is a little warrior, so she's pretty fearless. And even in Christ and in her walk with Christ, she has those questions of death, and really takes it. She actually accepts it like a champ, you know, and really is wondering, more curious of seeing Christ and things like that, rather than the fear of not being around anymore. When I do Patriot's Day with her at her school, I have to cater certain conversations with the age groups, and most of their fears are concerns are really what they would be concerned about. You know, was it scary? Were you scared of the planes or the buildings falling? Those kind of questions. Rather, you know, where my college age students are more curious about, you know, what were you doing when those people were jumping out of the buildings and things of that nature. So you really see the compassion of where their hearts are at, of more things of concern for what their knowledge level is, and where they're going with that. I know my kids, when I would get called out during a call out, they would wonder what sort of things were happening, what cases I had and things of that nature. We were part of one of the bigger cases of the Amish schoolhouse shooting in Pennsylvania. We were part of that detail as well. So I've had a lot of big cases on the East Coast there in the Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area that were recognizable and that the kids were old enough to know where I was going.
Well, so there's a reality. I mean, they're concerned about Dad. They're concerned. I mean, the stories going on in the world, they're very – what did you tell them? I mean, how do you as a Christian dad, how do you encourage them? What do you say to them?
Well, I've only been in Christ for 4 years myself. And I really thought of the ways of the world back in the day. Huh. Even at 9/11, I was hit by two drunk drivers in the line of duty, and I never had Christ in my life.
Wow.
And I retired 10 years ago, but I found Christ 4 years ago, and it's been it's just a different life. And I look back at my time and just wondering, why didn't I have him then? You know, I would have took things a lot differently in my life back then than I do now. And just a lost opportunity that I'm just, you know, I love to tell people about it.
Well, you're right here. You have an opportunity right now, Felix, with thousands of people. You got Christian parents listening, moms and dads who have, and like you say, it may not be their kids are fearing terrorism. It could be, you know, grandma's just died and they fear death or whatever. And you've been so close to this, Felix, in terms of your own experience. What would you say to a mom or dad that wants to talk to their kids about the realities of life now that you've been in Christ just 4 years, even at this stage in your growth? What would you say?
I would just tell them, just be open and honest with them. I mean, you don't have to go into details. Be age appropriate, just like we were talking to them about anything in life situations, you know, things that they see and on TV and things of that nature, and really cater to their needs. Get down on their level. Even if you literally get down on your knee, take a knee like what we do in football, and talk at their level. Use the words that they use that they'll understand as well. And really engage them every day. Know what they're talking about in school with their fellow friends. Volunteer at school if you can. If it's once a month or once a week, I'm the room dad for my daughter. And so I get to engage with a lot of second graders. So I know the things that they talk about and how they speak and how to get down to their level. Literally, through football, we get down on our knees and talk to the kids at that age and show them that we're equal with them. And that's really important. And I think just to be open and honest at every level and let them know, don't try to hide it from them because they're going to find out and then they're going to wonder, why didn't mom and dad tell me this? Or why, you know, why are these things happening and what's going to happen to me? And I think when you're in Christ, read daily with them in the Bible, do devotions with them, let them know that God's always with them. Okay. That's so important. And I mean, there's just nothing more important than being with God in Christ, walking through the way with them, and showing them that God is the answer for everything.
That's right. Perfect love casts out fear, and that's the ultimate message. Well, Felix, thank you for listening, and thank you for your service that you've given for our country, and God bless you. Thanks for listening today,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Felix calling, retired homicide detective there at 9/11. He's seen it. He's a new believer the last 4 years in Christ, and yet a lot of wisdom there in terms of staying concentrated on Christ and in your home, making your home a God-centric environment. At the same time, I think age appropriate, it's important to understand, parents. Just remember, it's really important to understand when you see a news story, and like we saw what's happened in Paris over this last weekend on Friday, we can't understand it. We're all processing it differently. The people of France were processing it. You know, and they were interviewing people, and you could see a lot of fear. You can imagine a small child trying to understand what does that mean to them personally, and that your children's fears may be much different than yours. The things they fear are different. That's why, like Felix said, getting down on their level, listening to them, hearing their hearts, not trying to just talk it away, but hear their hearts. But boy, I'm a big advocate. Limit the amount of exposure of this stuff. Your kids can't process it. We had our grandkids, two of our grandchildren over this weekend a little bit, and, you know, I had to make sure, hey, if we're watching the news, seeing the news, listening, shut it down. You know, they can't quite process that at this age. So understanding just the environment that you have in your home, very, very important. All right, we're talking fears today, really, thinking about what happened in France over the weekend and praying for those folks. But for all of us as a world, boy, we live in a fear-producing environment. As Christians, what an opportunity to share the love of God. As the Scripture says, God is love, and there is no fear in love. There is no fear in God. That's the ultimate message. There is no fear in God. Confidence. Now, that doesn't mean if you wrestle with it that you know, that you've lost your salvation or, you know, that God doesn't love you. He loves you. I think it gives you an opportunity to draw closer and closer to Him. What you put into your heart, what you put into your mind, as Paul says in 2 Timothy 1:7, what you tell yourself, filling your heart with the truth of Scripture and staying very God-centric. Today, what do you tell your kids when there's fear-producing things in life? 888-888-1717. By the way, you can join me. We're doing something right after the program for a Twitter chat after the program today. And you can follow me at Twitter. My handle is at Dr. Randy Carlson. You can post your question now. You can use the hashtag Ask Dr. Randy. Okay? We'll be doing that right after the program. 888-888-1717.
I had multiple surgeries, and it was just a real trying time, and I always questioned, you know, how can God be there? And I was so afraid that, you know, I had a big surgery in September, and I was afraid of the pain, whether I would make it.
I am concerned that God has changed His mind, so to speak, as to what He wants me to do with my life as far as career.
Currently, I'm a topless dancer, and I am a Christian, and I'm a believer, but I don't know, like, if I should reveal this to my future husband, and if I do, like, when should I, you know what I mean? So I guess that's my fear of revealing that in my future.
Boy, there's a whole show right there, and a couple of those questions. I think as we think about fear, and I'm thinking in terms of our children and our families, that let's just acknowledge the reality is life is a scary place if you let it be. I mean, just, you know, today everything has warning signs on it. You know, I bought a little thing for the kids yesterday. I'm putting it together, and there were more warning signs on it than there were have fun with this thing. You know, there were more warning signs. This thing can eat your children and grandchildren. We're not responsible if you don't hook these five things together just right. When I was a kid, we didn't worry about that stuff quite as much. Today, we just have that environment, and I know it's good. We want to protect our families and so on. But as a young parent today, as you're a parent, you have a lot of things that if you let your mind and heart go there, you can worry about. But ultimately, we've got to be followers of Christ, stay focused on Him, be smart, be intentional. That's what we call it. Do the next right one thing. Stop before you do something and ask the question, what I'm about to do, where will this decision lead? If I'm a topless dancer, as that caller just said, and I'm thinking of getting married and he doesn't know, what's the right thing to do? Maybe not be a topless dancer, right? Because we look at the ultimate outcome of that in terms of your relationship, your life, your growth in Christ, so on and so on. So if we make decisions and we start making decisions intentionally in terms of what direction this decision is taking me and the ultimate outcome, that can be true in finances, it can be true with your health, it can be true in every area of your life. Okay, Robert's on the line in Texas. We're talking about what do we tell our kids about life today. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of listening to your program about fear, and especially when it comes to our children. And I wanted to share a testimony that I heard in our church. This testimony came from a person who has direct contact with some missionaries that are stationed in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about fear, and they live for fear of their lives, you know, on a daily basis. And they have two small girls. And at that time, their ages were, I believe, 8 and 11. And what this couple did is they sat around and they told their young girls, they told them, hey, listen, one day somebody might break, you know, through our door, might break our door down and come in and, you know, with some swords. And they're going to tell you to denounce Jesus and to proclaim Allah as a king. And so the parents, they told the young girls at that time, what I want you to tell them, I want you to tell them two very important things. Number one, that Jesus loves them and Jesus will forgive them. And number two, You know, and this is going to be, you know, quoting from the girls is, I love you and I forgive you. And then the parents told the young girls, at that time you might feel a sharp pain on your neck, but it's only going to last for a second. And then you're going to open up your eyes and you're going to be in paradise. You're going to be with our Creator.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we talk about talking to our kids about fear, there are a lot of things in life that kids can fear. But I'll tell you what, our trust is in Christ. Robert, thank you. I'm going to cut the call. Thank you for your call. We're talking today about the power that we have in trusting the Lord Jesus ultimately in our life. Okay, I'll be back. Got a couple thoughts in just a moment.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you ever tripped over anything in the dark or maybe stubbed your toe? I was cruising through Dr. Randy's blog the other day, and he talks about that in his post, Is the Light On or Off? And one of the statements was, like obstacles that clutter our path in the dark, there are things that clutter our spiritual path. Then he reminded me that God's Word is a lamp for my feet. There's more, and a video as well, so go to theintentionallife.com/blog and scroll down till you find, Is the Light On or Off? Are you facing change in your family? Dr. Randy's got more for you. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Mom, I totally don't get this Bible study we're doing at youth group. I keep having to flip all over the place, and I can't keep it all straight.
Here, try this. It's my new chronological Bible. It covers the entire Bible in the order that things happen. I started reading it just 15 minutes a day, and I should finish the whole Bible in a year.
Pretty cool.
Take a fresh look at the Bible by reading it in the order the events actually happened with the Intentional Word 1-Year Chronological Bible. Available now at the online store at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And this is live radio, and I think it's important to understand that as followers of Christ, our trust is in Him, but also to be smart in terms of our homes and protection and taking care of our families and doing things that will honor Christ. And today, the purpose of today's program was and is really to share with you the confidence that we have in Christ, the confidence that we have in trusting Him. The world is a fearful place. We know that. But as the Scripture says, perfect love casteth out fear. And as followers of Christ, when we can fear the finances, we can fear, you know, the things that go on around the world, we can fear things that go on in our own families, we can fear a lot of things that generate fear. But the fact is that as followers of Christ, we've got to make good decisions. We've got to be smart as parents. We've got to be intentional in taking care of our homes and our family. But there's a lot of things in life we don't control. And when you look at this long list of things that Americans fear that we went through a little bit ago, most of them is because we have little or no control over it. And that sense of I don't have control, then I fear it. But the things that we do have control over, things in our life, the decisions that we can make, how we run our family and so on, are the things that we need to do to honor Christ. You know, I think I'm going to run out of time here in a moment. I was going to go to Whitney. Let me get Whitney on quickly. Whitney, I only have about a minute, but go ahead from New Mexico.
Okay. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, I just wanted to say that this year, BSF, Bible Study Fellowship,
yes,
that many people are familiar with, we're doing the Book of Revelation, and my kids are in the school-age program. They're 9 and 11, and going through that book with your children is amazing. But what BSF does well is it continually points us back to God as love, and when you are His child, we have nothing to fear. And it just does such an amazing job at teaching our kids. And so you're doing the same lesson as your children, you know, and it's really an amazing program to go through with them. And they have questions and they fear, you know, you read those verses and they might seem scary, but then, you know, we go to another verse in the Bible where it just shows us and reminds us of His love every day. And when we are His children, that's all that matters.
Well, I'll tell you what, absolutely, Whitney. Thank you for your call. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, because today is one of these shows that, you know, can go in a lot of directions, and it did. I think we need to encourage one another. Now, I'm going off the air here and in a moment, but I'd encourage you to go to our Facebook and maybe share some scripture. Just put on the Facebook today some scripture where you have found comfort when you've had areas of fear in your life. I'm going to be on Twitter right afterwards. We're going to be doing a Twitter chat after the program today. And you can follow me at Twitter. The handle is at Dr. Randy Carlson. And you can post your question now if you have a question on what we're talking about with fear. And I'd be happy to try to respond right after the program. The hashtag is Ask Dr. Randy, Dr. Randy, Ask Dr. Randy. And we'll be there. Today, you know, we've heard some calls, and I hope that at the end of the show here, that your heart is not disturbed but encouraged. Your heart is drawn back to God to understand that, yeah, the world is a scary place. It really is. And sometimes we don't know it until it gets closer to where we live, you know, in terms of our own experiences. And some of the fears that you heard mentioned during this half hour were simple fears of moving to a new job, taking a new position, going in a new direction, doing something different with my life, to the big issues that are going on in the world today. And ultimately, to come back to understand that as a follower of Jesus Christ, we believe that our lives are in His hands. And as we give Him control and we make decisions to follow Him out of obedience, there's where we find our comfort. And to remember, as Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Boy, and when you start dissecting those three principles of overcoming fear, that can be life-changing. Love to hear your thoughts today and your feedback. You can share it with us on our storyline by calling us, rather, at 888-888-1717, or coming on over to our Facebook page at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And again, join me on Twitter after the program here. You can follow me at my Twitter handle, which is at Dr. Randy Carlson. You can post your question right now. Use the hashtag AskDrRandy. Okay, well, we changed the direction of the program today to really bring some comfort. I hope we've done that, to realize that our comfort and assurance is in Him. Thank you for joining us, and again, thank you for your support, for your prayers. Thank you for allowing us to continue to do this every day. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.